For example, beyond doubt, 无可怀疑。所以在这个 语句当中 beyond doubt, 当某人被证据确凿的证明无罪或有罪的时候，证据确凿 beyond doubt, OK? 那他已经被证据确凿的证实无罪了。So, he has been proved to be innocent beyond doubt. Answer me. 如果同学们想表达难以相信 beyond belief, 难以形容Beyond words, 难以描述 Beyond description, 无可置疑 Beyond question, 没有希望 Beyond hope, 康复无望 Beyond recovery, 无可争议 Beyond dispute, 无可争辩 Beyond controversy, 难以想象 Beyond imagination,难以衡量 beyond measure, 无法理解 beyond understanding, 无以伦比 beyond comparison. 如果想表达超出了某人的什么的能力，我们可以在 beyond 和几名词之间加出一修饰词 once. For example, 超出了我的能力 beyond me, 超出了我的理解 beyond my comprehension, 超出了他的力量 beyond her power.这本书他是够不到的。The book is beyond his reach. OK? 你他是认不出的。You are beyond his recognition. And so on. 那么这些表达方式是相当重要的，请同学务必把握住。Beyond once 和名词搭配，我再次强调，表示超出某人的能力所及。OK? Now, translate the sentence. 你的美是我无法用言辞来形容的。Your beauty is beyond my description. Okay? And next. 这篇课文是这个学生难以理解的。The text is beyond the student's comprehension. Students, PS, okay? 物主代词或名词所有格。所以 beyond doubt 在这个语句当中可以说是加强了语气，证据确凿的证实了。Justice is part of the complex machinery of the law. Part of, 部分的。我们经常用 part of, 或 parts of. Part of, 之前没有冠词。For example, 他的话有一部分是真实的。Only part of his story is true. 而运用复数形式 parts of, 表示几部分，若干部分。航海日志的若干部分还是能够被辨认出来的。Parts of the logbook were recognized. Got it? 房屋的大部分在火灾中烧毁了。Large parts of the house were destroyed in the fire. 重点的知识在于，无论是 part of 还是 parts of, 后面只能带单数名词。So justice is part of the complex machinery of the law. 所以说，正义是复杂的法律机器的组成部分。Those who seek it undertake an arduous journey and can never be sure that they will find it. Okay, recite the sentence. 把这句话务必要背出。Those who seek it. Who seek it? 定语从句修饰 those. 那些追寻正义的人。Undertake an arduous journey. 可以说是踏上了一条漫长而崎岖的艰难的道路 Undertake an arduous journey. OK, translate a sentence imitating the key structure. 那些决意要把一门外语学好的人可以说是踏上了一条艰难之路。 Those who decide to learn a foreign language well undertake an arduous journey and can never be sure that they will find it. And 连接两个并列句 andThey can never be sure. 省略掉了主语 they. 那么这些人呢，也就是说寻求正义的人，也不一定能够保证他们会找到正义。Just, however wise or eminent, are human and can make mistakes. Why? 为什么呢？因为法官 judges are human and can make mistakes. 他们也是人， 所以有可能会犯错误。No matter how wise or eminent， 不论他们有多么的聪明，或者是多么的杰出。However means no matter how， so those who seek justice can never be sure that they will find it。Okay, so much for the third paragraph. Now listen to me carefully. Be associated with. We might say that beyond doubt, parts of, undertake an arduous journey. Now let's study the second paragraph. There are rare instances when justice almost ceases to be abstract concept. Now, before we study the sentence, I want to ask you a question. Can you paraphrase justice? Or can you define justice? 你能够用英文释义或解释 justice 吗? It is quite difficult. 这是相当难的. Why? Because the concept of justice is quite abstract. 因为Justice 这个概念是相当抽象的。What is justice? It is really hard for us to define. 那么什么是正义？我们要做释义的话，实在是难度太大了。And at the beginning of the second paragraph, the writer holds such opinion. There are rare instances when justice almost ceases to be abstract concept. 那么在第二自然段的起始，作者就提到了。在极个别的情况下，正义不再是一种抽象的概念。Let's say, generally speaking, justice is an abstract concept. 那换句话来讲，一般来讲，正义是相当抽象的一种概念。好，请大家注意这个句子结构。There are rare instances to win. 这是我们首先要把握的情况。在极个别的情况下，在这个情况下 ，OK. Now translate a sentence. 在极个别的情况下。女士和男士是不平等的。There are rare instances when women are not equal to men. Okay. 第二个重点内容 cease. What's the difference between stop and cease? 那么 stop 和 cease 有什么区别呢？ Stop 是最广泛、最不正式的一个词汇，也是应用最普遍的一个词汇。它不强调停止的方式，而只是说明结果停了。For example.那车突然停了 The car suddenly stopped. 而 cease 比 stop 要正式多，表示彻底的停止，有可能暗示动作的突然性。 For example, 他的心脏突然停止的跳动了。 His heart suddenly ceased to beat. His heart suddenly ceased to beat. Ceased to do, OK, 和动词不定式 to 搭配连用。We know, woman dies, his heart ceases to beat forever, right? 我们的 cease 永远的停止跳动了。所以说在极个别的情况下，正义不再是抽象的概念了。Maybe we cannot understand the sentence, particularly the interior meaning. 或许对于这个本句内在的含义，同学们不是了解得很清楚。Why do you hold such opinion? 你为什么这么看呢？
So, when does justice cease to be abstract concept?
那么什么时候正义才不是一个抽象的概念呢？
Reward or punishment are meted out quite independent of human interference.
那么这句话是对于第一句话本段主题句的一个解释。
Reward or punishment are meted out. In fact,When reward or punishment are meted out, sometimes they depend on human interference.
我们知道在给予奖惩的时候，一般来讲有的时候是取决于依赖人的这种影响力的。But
when reward or punishment are meted out, quite independent of human interference, we should say justice.Is not abstract concept anymore.
那么当这种奖惩的实施完全不受人类的限制，完全不受人类干涉的时候，我们应该是承认说， 这个正义就不再是一个抽象的概念了。In the first paragraph, we have got such a sentence. Now listen to me. Judges, however wise or eminent, are human and can make mistakes. 这句话就充分地表明法官是人也会犯错误。That is say, when judges mete out reward or punishment,Exactly speaking, sometimes reward or punishment will be interfered by human beings.